7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little and them a plan to be an oppressed the poor. So them have a little but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. But when them pretending go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. But when them pretending go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red feeling, no one can touch them. Them are the next thing coming. But when them think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead. When them think them thing goes another way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead. One day them dead, dead, them not dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. I forgot one last portion of this message. Getting back to Jesus born on December 25th. No. Some say he was born what? Closer to, is it fall or closer to spring? I forget. But not born on December 25th. What this is the birth of the reality of this science in the universe. And this science in every human being. What we are looking at is a spiritual birth and spiritual science that is applied to every human being and is seen in great ones such as Yahushua, who come to show us our true identity. So this is ancient science from the Africans. And so when you look at Heru, about 4,500 years BC, I want to begin to say before Common Era or before Christian Era, because Christ is eternal. Christ is never gone nowhere. Christ is always here, Bob Marley said. Christ is that fabric in the universe. Christ is Atum. When you research the characteristics and attributes of Atum and the power of Atum to call forth the invisible forces in the universe to bring order to creation, and then you check out the Logos, and then you check out Christos, Christ, you see the same characteristics and attributes, then we can see that the ancient African Hebrew Israelite scientists and ancestors took that ancient teaching of Atum and taught it to the Greeks. And the word Christos, which we get Christ, is that word in the Greek language, European Greek language, that gives us the understanding of Atum. And so these principles are those principles and forces invisible called forth by Atum in the universe to bring order to creation, order to a turbulent, chaotic creation. And these principles are applied to every human being, that in that every human being is a Christ in human flesh. So, atum, Christos, Christ, Logos, Word of God, in the mind of Ptah, the mind of the Most High. That whole dynamic was first applied in this time of 4,500 years before common era to Heru. Heru in Kemet, Egypt, born of a virgin. Mother was Aset. The Europeans call her Isis. Aset, black woman, born of a virgin, gave birth to Heru, immaculate conception, without aid of man, as one might say. But this is our spiritual birth, in that no man was the originator of this birth. Every man and woman are like Joseph and added to this dynamic, that we may facilitate such birth process. But the birth comes from the Most High. This birth is that original birth, as Israel, as that original birth, as we are first born with the Most High before our physical incarnation. And so Heru, born of an immaculate conception, and I believe holy, if you research that word holy, you come to words that have to do with immaculate, and birth having to do with immaculate, and virgin having to do with immaculate. So we are all born in an immaculate conception when you look at it from the spiritual perspective, because what human being really has given birth to that Christ spirit that is eternal before the flesh? Come on, let's get into this science. So Heru, born immaculate conception. Heru, a powerful child, having control of his passions and animal instincts, having control of his emotions as the Christ child, and representing all of us as Christ in human flesh. You have to do some thinking to hang with this teaching. And so this Heru, 12 years old, displays power, and as a grown revolutionary man, has 12 disciples, goes about teaching and revolution and evolution and civilizing and teaching the oppressed. He's killed by the authorities on a tree, on a cross. Is said to have died, resurrected, returned to the Father, will come again. Now, you have the same narrative given about, is it Zoroaster, 1,500 years before the Common Era, before the Christian Era? I have proven over and over again that every human being is Christ in human flesh, this Christ spirit and soul energy in human flesh. So if we are all Christs in human flesh, then Heru was the Christ in human flesh. And now 1,500 years BC, we see Zoroaster comes with the same teaching, the same narrative. Born, virgin, immaculate conception, powerful by 12, control over animal passions and emotions and so on, control and power growing up, 12 disciples, crucified, killed by the authorities, resurrected, soon to return. Then we get 600 years BC, the Buddha, same narrative, but every human being is a Christ in human flesh. And these teachers come to teach us that we are Christ in human flesh. We are they called forth by the Atum, called forth by our name, and given the mission of standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Then you come to, is it 300-400 years BCE, Quetzalcoatl in South America. This is where the Mormons come to understand the truth of Christ coming to Central and South America and the Americas from Quetzalcoatl. That Christ power in Mexico, in this southern hemisphere. The South in the Western Hemisphere. That same Christ power coming to deliver the oppressed by teaching all of us that that power, that Christ spirit, soul, energy power is within us to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Now we come to Yahushua. You have the three wise men that represents the three stars in Orion's belt. Seven star Orion constellation representing Asuru, the father of Heru. And the three stars in Orion's belt called the three kings. And these three kings we have as the three magi, the three kings in scripture, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and I believe John as well. And the Magi were scientists who understood that the universe was a medium that taught us truth, justice, and righteousness, teaches us where to find the Messiah, where to find the Christos, where to find Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, and deliverance for the oppressed. The three Magi, they follow what? They follow the eastern star, the star in the east. And this phrase is used for the women in the Masonic order of today. But they, the Masonic order, take all of this knowledge and wisdom, turn it upside down, inside out, use it to destroy the human being rather than uplift and give life to the human being. So they take the five-pointed star that is the star in the east, turn that five-pointed star upside down to show us that this system is a system that is upside down. Jimmy Cliff, I saw him on a clip on Google video singing live about how they say the world is spinning around, but I say the world is upside down. Madness. He starts teaching in the song about how there's no justice for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Why? Because the world is upside down. The system upside down. Knowledge, wisdom, overstanding being misused and misapplied by the ones who have given their spirit, soul, energy over to wickedness, all upside down. But in Africa, that star in the east representing Aset, the original Madonna, the original virgin mother, virgin woman, giving birth to the Christ. That star was right side up, that star of wisdom, that star of Sophia, that star of Ruach Kadosh, Holy Spirit, representing wisdom in the universe. That five-pointed star, the five senses of man. What is it? Touch, smell, taste, hearing, and seeing. We use the five senses to understand the truth and justice and righteousness. So we see the whole Christ story first told in the heavens, because the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellation Orion, seven star constellation, which is Asuru, the three stars in Orion's belt, three kings, and the five pointed star, the eastern star, Aset. That whole narrative.
narrative of Christ, Yahushua, of Mary, of Joseph, that whole story narrative that we have with the Magi, all of that first scene in the construct of the heavens, in the construct of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, this original African teaching, which teaches us that each and every one of us are spiritually born on December 25th. And it is our duty to resurrect as the Christ in human flesh, resurrect as the Christ and that power that is here to bring liberty, liberation, and deliverance to the human family. We are the power that we have been looking for that is here to go into this science of the universe, the science of sun, moon, stars, and planets, the science of the universe as the temple with the altar of incense and the seven candlestick menorah and the shewbread and the holy of holies and the cherubim, which are the Horem Aket, which are those two entities, winged angels that represent the message of the Most High in every piece of the universe, every portion of the universe, every fabric of the universe, all the way down to the atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons and electrons, and the Horem Aket, that word having to do with the birth of civilization, the birth of light, the birth of the S-U-N in us as sons and daughters of the Most High. And these two cherubims faced the mercy seat. We're looking at the Ark of the Covenant, and that covenant that is based on the Sabbaths and based on the universe and life and love and truth and existing for all, and the promise that if we get up and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, we become the weapon of the Most High against all wickedness, against all unrighteousness, against every power that seeks to misuse and abuse people, land, wealth, resources, institutions, and governments. And we are the weapon of the Most High, and we line up with the science of the universe, and we give life, produce life. Now, the seat, the mercy seat, is feminine in the African Hebrew language, because the Almighty, see, in Africa, in Kemet, the Pharaoh, not the Hyksos, but the righteous ancient African black pharaohs sitting on the seat, that seat was the seat of mercy. That seat was feminine. That seat represented the sacredness of the female, the sacred feminine, and the sacred of truth, the sacredness of truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, and reciprocity. That ruler had to love the woman, love the female, love the sacred feminine, and love the babies, love the children, and turn the hearts of men and women to the children and to the babies and to knowledge and to wisdom. So that is what we are looking at when we look at the mercy seat is feminine. And the Almighty sits in the mercy seat, but the Almighty, Yahweh, is father and mother sitting on the mercy seat. And you and I, the people of the Most High, who are the friend of the Most High, the friend of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, the friend of truth and justice and righteousness and existing for all, we are they whom we receive mercy from. The oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are in need of mercy, and we invite the Most High to become seated in the throne of our minds and our consciousness, and we operate sacred masculine and we operate sacred feminine, and on the sacred feminine side, we dispense mercy to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Each and every one of us must tap into this science and understand Christ is you, Christ is me. Atum has called us into the universe for this divine purpose of the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess and heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the government and the civilization of Christ here and now on this earth. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari people.